It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
For the 2025-2026 winter sports season, the Clyde County Community College men's and women's basketball teams, wrestling team, and the Clyde County men's and women's indoor track and field teams will be permitted to begin practice on Wednesday, October 1st. The Clyde County men's basketball team is under second-year head coach Kyle Pugh and returns all-conference players Sincere Burnett and Elijah Savon off last year's 14-18 squad. This Saturday, the T-Birds will travel to Wichita, Kansas for the JUCO All-American Jamboree. Clyde County will scrimmage against Moberly Area Community College, South Plains College, and Southwestern Illinois College. All games will be played at the Wichita Sports Forum. Clyde County head women's basketball coach Brett Erkenbrack is entering his 37th year as the head coach of the T-Birds. Last year, Erkenbrack guided the team to a 17-13 overall record and a 12-12 mark in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play. On Saturday, the women's basketball team will travel to Greeley, Colorado for the 2025 Women's JUCO Jamboree. Clyde County will scrimmage against Western Nebraska, Northwest Community College, and Miles Community College. All three scrimmages will be played at the University of Northern Colorado Recreation Center. The Clyde County wrestling team will begin preparing for its season under fifth-year coach Julian Smith. The T-Birds open the 2025-2026 season at the Luther Hill Invitational in Indianola, Iowa on November 1st. And the Clyde County men's and women's indoor track and field teams will take part in an indoor scrimmage at Kansas State University in December before opening their season at the Washburn Rust Buster Invite on January 16th.